From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama and his Afghan counterpart, President Hamid Karzai, presented a show of unity today. At the White House, they reaffirmed friendship and cooperation between their governments. The two leaders met in the Oval Office first thing this morning, then shared lunch and held a news conference. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the men talked about the rough patch in relations lately, but they said the strategy for success in Afghanistan remains strong.
Presidents Obama and Karzai smiled warmly and nodded confidently to each other throughout a press conference following their Oval Office meeting. Both leaders struck a tone of optimism at the progress in Afghanistan, mixed with realism that there was still a long and difficult road ahead. President Obama made it clear the U.S. was in it for the long haul, even though he repeated his intention to begin withdrawing American troops in July 2011.
This visit's an opportunity for us to assess the progress of our shared strategy in Afghanistan and to advance the strong partnership between our two nations, one that's based on mutual interest and mutual respect. I have reaffirmed the commitment of the United States to an Afghanistan that is stable, strong, and prosperous.
The Oval Office meeting was something of a rapprochement following months of simmering tensions between the two governments. Each side's gripes and concerns became public. President Karzai, wearing a flowing striped cape, acknowledged the rancor, but he too stressed the strength of the relationship.
It's a real relationship. It's based on some very hard and difficult realities. We are in a campaign against terrorism together, and definitely days have come in which we've had difference of opinion. Indefinitely days in the future will come in which we have difference of opinion.
The two presidents indicated they had discussed many of the issues that led to the frayed relations. President Obama gave a nod to recent steps taken by Karzai to tackle the pervasive corruption in his government and to hold officials accountable. President Karzai, who has long expressed his frustration and anger with the rising number of civilians killed by Western troops in Afghanistan, today acknowledged there had been considerable progress in limiting those numbers. President Obama also addressed that issue, saying as commander-in-chief, he bears the ultimate responsibility for civilian casualties.
And that is something that I have to carry with me, and that anybody who's involved in a military operation has to carry with them. And so we do not take that lightly. We have an interest in reducing civilian casualties, not because it's a problem for President Karzai. We have an interest in reducing civilian casualties because I don't want civilians killed. And we are going to do everything we can to prevent that.
Mr. Obama said war is tough and mistakes happen. And the president warned there was, quote, hard fighting ahead. He said he emphasized to President Karzai that a military offensive was needed to break the momentum of the insurgency, to give the Taliban an incentive to lay down arms and make peace.
So the timing, how the reconciliation process works, at what point do the Taliban start making different calculations about what's in their interests, and how the Afghan people feel about these issues is in part going to be dependent on our success in terms of carrying out our mission there.
President Karzai has already started talking with the Taliban, and he'll attend a special assembly shortly after his return to Kabul, seeking approval for his reconciliation effort. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.